So for me, I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. One of my favorite books is The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. And that's just, I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and, you know, it's hard to put into words, some real metaphysical, esoteric nonsense, but I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be.
Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. It's real early in the morning, let me tell you something. It's Monday, March 28th. And like a giddy child on Christmas, I was not able to sleep. It's 4 in the morning, yeah. So hence, maybe why you can tell I'm a little more quiet than usual, you know? My lovely wife Josie is still asleep. I'm reading Will Smith's book. Like a real psychopath. Wow. What the hell happened last night at the Oscars? You know, I've got an insane show I've got to work for you guys on the passing of Taylor Hawkins, because I watched Studio 666. And here comes another massive event. Surely you know what I'm talking about. The Oscars were on last night. Will Smith went on stage and slapped Chris Rock. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what happened. Was it real? Was it staged? Was it an Illuminati humiliation ritual like Kanye West with Taylor Swift? We're going to talk about the occult influences on Will Smith's life that he talks about in his book. Alchemy, channeling spirits, it's all there. And then you know, we'll wrap it up with my opinion. We'll talk about Scientology. It's all there, buddy. It's all here. There's actually a fair amount of information to go through, and I have mixed feelings on Will Smith. Let me preamble before we talk about what really happened. I'm going to play the clip too, in case you don't know. I'm sure you do by now, what happened last night. Here's my thing with Will Smith. I think dude is one of the greatest actors of all time. He is amazing, right? But I've also thought, even when I was a young lad watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and look, I'm old enough that I had the cassette tape of I'm the Rapper, He's the DJ. I was very obsessed with The Fresh Prince as a rapper, okay? So when he had The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show, I immediately was drawn to that, of course. And it was a good show, and I liked the show. Great show. But I was also, Martin Lawrence had a show called Martin around the same time. And I've talked about this before. This is a topic I never hear anyone else bring up, so that's why I always bring it up. And to me, it was very clear that at some point in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's recording, Will Smith took on Martin Lawrence's persona. And at that point, I was like, oh, this dude's fake. Will Smith, he's fugazi, right? And I always thought, and I think this often about a lot of actors, you know, actors and musicians. You got to think about who these people were in high school. Like, they went to drama class, they were in band and orchestra. Like, these were the nerds, right? They were the nerds in high school. I mean, who's laughing now? Sure. Sure. But Will Smith, like, he just always gave me nerd vibes, which is fine. I don't care. Like, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. But I've always questioned how authentic this guy was. And when you got someone who's this nerdy, they get nerd anger. And it boils up and explodes. I mean, I don't know. And his book, he even talks about in his book, he never did any drugs. He never smoked weed or nothing. Nothing. Because eventually he did ayahuasca and talked to a spirit named Mother. We're going to talk about that later, though. So here we go. What happened? Basically, at the Oscars, Chris Rock was presenting an award for, I think, Best Documentary. And he was making some jokes, as one does. And they were actually pretty... Amy Schumer was roasting a lot of people at the beginning, too. Like, they were roasting pretty good. It's pretty good. She made a great joke about Leo DiCaprio, about how he's petitioning hard for to protect the environment for all of his girlfriends for when they grow up, which I thought was a great joke. But, I mean, I love Leo, right? He's my number one. You know this. But Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith because her head was shaved, right? Because she suffers from, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, boy. Alopecia? You know what I'm saying. Alopecia. Which I guess, you know, whatever, right? Health issue. But, and the irony being that Chris Rock made a whole documentary about the sensitivities to black women's hair. Like, it's a whole thing, right? But he made a joke about it because he's a comedian. That's what comedians do. He made a joke. They pan the camera over. Will Smith's laughing. She is not. She is rolling her eyes. She seems quite upset. Now here's an idea that I've got to get more information on is, don't they do rehearsals with these people, or is it just the rehearsal? Or did Chris Rock do this rehearsal with them in the room? Did they know it was coming? I don't know how much of this is staged behind the scenes. But either way, next thing we see, Will Smith going on stage to show Chris Rock what the five fingers said to the face. Take a listen. This is going to have explicit lyrics, by the way, because I want you to hear exactly what Will Smith said. But he's going to drop a couple F-bombs, so if you're very sensitive to that, you might want to skip forward about 3 minutes. But you're going to hear the reaction, because it was censored in America. I went online and was able to find the foreign version that was not censored, okay? So take a listen.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Will Smith にやられました.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's
G.I. Jane のジョークだったんです.
Out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? okay. That was a... greatest night in the history of television.
Okay. テレビ史上最高の場面でしょうか?
So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out. Now the beauty of documentaries, because they...
Who but an awkward moment, right? You know, Jada Pinkett Smith, she must got that bomb ass, you know what I'm saying? These people are going crazy around her. What is happening? Anyway, yeah, so that's officially what happened. And we're going to talk later about the acceptance speech. I'm going to play that for you, too, because that plays a part in this as well. So, was it real? Let's talk about whether this was real or not. I was actually watching the entire show, as I do. I've watched almost every award show for the last 10 years. Oscars, Emmys, VMAs. Sometimes the iHeartRadio stuff, if I can catch it. I mean, it goes on and on. Like, I always watch these award shows. And I was watching it, but I was also kind of surfing the net. And I saw my man Billy Ray Valentine texted me. And he's on the East Coast. He's in New York. I'm in closer to the West Coast, so I'm a couple hours behind. He texted me about this slap. I said, what? So I fast forward real quick on the DVR. But I had watched maybe the first hour of the Oscars, I think it was, roughly. And then I fast-forward to find this slap. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because, I mean, these are two legends, right? Chris Rock, one of the greatest comedians of all time. and Will Smith, one of the greatest actors of all time. I mean, you can't write stuff like this. Or maybe you can, that's the question. But I wasn't one of these people who watched just a one-minute clip circulating and came to the judgment call of, oh, it's fake, oh, they want the Oscars to get their ratings back up, you know. I watched the damn whole thing. They were roasting people pretty hard at the beginning, which I thought was a little bit out of the norm. I was like, okay, maybe they got some good comedians to participate in writing the award speeches and such. Now, I will say, to support the idea, because I don't know either, right? I don't know if this is real or not. How could I? And it's really difficult to say, because the slap itself, at first glance, when I watched it on my TV, I thought it looked fake. It looked like he barely connected. And the way Chris Rock moved so hard as if it did connect, but then there was no real damage. I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was real. I was like, oh, okay, that was a joke. It wasn't real. But then the Oscars muted everything. And you couldn't hear anything. You could see clearly what Will Smith was yelling about, and everyone looked real weird in the crowd. But when you hear the foreign television that apparently aired it, or whatever that was, it seemed pretty realistic. The reaction seemed super authentic. Chris Rock even stumbles over what he was supposed to say next. I mean, he was all jacked up, right? I don't think that was a joke. I don't think it was staged. I don't think it was fake. The Hollywood Horror Museum, they tweeted that they had made contact with someone who was working the Oscars telecast, and they had confirmed it definitely was not staged, and how everyone behind the scenes was bugging out, which is exactly what it seemed like. Because the publicity machine that is Twitter, they were still, like, I saw the thing, right? I saw the slap, and I was like, oh, I got to see what social media is saying, right? So I race over to Twitter. They're still pushing out tweets about who won this and who won that and who won best sound. And I'm like, what? Is no one talking about this? Because when it first happened, no one was talking about it. And you know when something is staged, they pre-position things, right? There's sponsored links and ads and crap. They're pre-positioned to post all this other BS, you know, Jessica Chastain won best, blah, blah, blah. You know, no one cares. Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock on stage, but they were still rolling out all these other tweets. And that's why I was like, I think that was real. Because the Oscars, they just kept it moving as if it didn't even happen. They let Will Smith continue to sit in the front row. This is uncharted territory for them, right? They had him in the front row. And a lot of conspiracy people, they had him in the front row because he had to get up on stage to slap it because it was all, you know, staged. Like, no, he was winning the best actor. This guy is one of the best actors of all time. My apologies. I told you it was early. I couldn't sleep. Got up at 4. He's one of the most powerful actors of all time. He's worth like $1 zillion, this guy. He's royalty to these people. So that's why he's in the front row. And his acceptance speech, to add more to the argument that this was not staged, his acceptance speech was almost incoherent. Like, he was all bugged out too, just like Chris Rock was after he got slapped. So was it real or not? I mean, if you force me to make an opinion, I'd say it's real. I think it's real. I did a couple polls on my Instagram and my Twitter. Follow me over there. I'm posting all kinds of crazy stuff. In general, most of you think this was staged because that's the conspiratorial mind, right? We question everything. We don't think anything's real. But for this one, I disagree. I think this one's real. I think you often will see elements of events that are pre-planned when they're staged, like when people make the shirts for the Super Bowl winners beforehand. It's kind of like that, right? The news outlets, the gossip tabloids, they would have had more ready right away. And there was nothing for at least 2 hours. I was up till like 11:30 last night surfing around. I was like, dude, they were caught flat-footed. Now this morning I get up and Page Six is just loaded down with Will Smith articles now. But I was surfing through tweets for a long time before it really started trending, and that's why I kind of think it's real. Now, let's get into the occult ideas here, right? Because there's definitely some occult concepts present here. The award for best actor he won is for this film King Richard, which I thought it was about some old timey royal bloodline or something. No, it's the father of Serena and Venus Williams, the tennis stars, right? I don't know, sports ball. I don't know anything about sports ball. But he apparently took on the role of their father, which is something he's really good at doing. He's really good at taking on these personas and such. And you'll even hear in his acceptance speech how art imitates life, because he goes on about how, sometimes you gotta slap somebody to protect your family, basically. And he says, art imitates life. Okay. So he spent all this time channeling the spirit of King Richard for this role, and it's almost like he couldn't shake it. Like, it's still in him. Because we talk a lot about how these artists channel entities, they channel goddess energies and all this stuff. Well, he was channeling the energies of King Richard. That's his nickname, I guess. King Richard, I don't know. Don't ask me. But what's curious is that in his book, self-titled, of course, called Will, which is a play, I believe, on Aleister Crowley's Will, The True Will. Because he goes on and on about all these occult ideas about Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, which we've talked about many times. Take a look at which book? The Dark Path or The Star Wars Conspiracy. We talk about the hero's journey. He talks about his obsession with the book The Alchemist and its tales of creating reality, which I wrote a whole book on that. I'm going to read you from Will, from his book. An alchemist is a spiritual chemist, a master of transmutation. The great feat of an alchemist is that they can do the impossible. They can turn lead into gold. This concept erupted in my mind, the ability to take anything that life gives you and turn it into gold. So he's harnessed and embraced a lot of these occult ideas over his lifetime, and it's been very successful for him. So the idea here is that, could he be embracing another occult concept of the humiliation ritual? It could be, right? Which would mean it's a quasi mix of staged in the sense that he had the intention of doing this, but not staged in the intent, in the idea that it really happened and the reactions were authentic. And it's curious because guess where he got all these ideas from? He got them from Quincy Jones. Yes, Quincy Jones, who I talked about in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. Now, if you're sitting there and you're saying, Isaac, quit plugging your books, bro. The only reason I'm plugging the book is because I don't want to spend the next 30 minutes talking about these subjects, especially because a lot of you have been on my team a long time and you know what we're talking about. And if you don't, that's an easy way to catch up. Go get the book. Right? That's why I keep saying it. Now, Quincy Jones, here's what he says in, I'm going to read you from Will again. Quincy Jones is an alchemist, and he had set my mind on fire. I had never met anybody like him. I wanted to be an alchemist too. I wanted to be able to transform anything and everything that life gave me into gold. All right. So could he be embracing occult rituals? And we're going to come back to Quincy Jones in 1 second. But first, I think you need to hear what happened after the slap. The slap heard around the world. he had to accept the, as irony would have it, the slap happens, and that was awkward enough. Then he's sitting in the front the whole time, and I'm like, wow, this is really weird. Then to make things even weirder, he had to go up on stage and accept the award for best actor. And during the acceptance speech, he's blubbering and tearing up, and I mean, I'm gonna play it. You take a listen, see what you think. It's kind of long. It's a couple minutes. Here you go.
Yeah. Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. Making this film, I got to protect Anjanou Ellis, who is one of the strongest, most delicate people I've ever met. I got to protect Sanaya and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people. And I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse, you got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, and what I loved, thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful, that's when the devil comes for you. It's like, I want to be a vessel for love. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena. I just spit. I hope they didn't see that on TV. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena and the entire Williams family for entrusting me with your story. That's what I want to do. I want to be an ambassador of that kind of love and care and concern. I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. This is a beautiful moment, and I'm not crying for winning an award. It's not about winning an award for me. It's about being able to shine light on all of the people, Tim and Trevor and Zach and Sanaya and Demi and Anjanou and the entire cast and crew of King Richard and Venus and Serena, the entire Williams family. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. But love will make you do crazy things. To my mother, a lot of this moment is really complicated for me, but to my mother, she didn't want to come out. She's had her knitting friends. She has a knitting crew that she's in Philly watching, watching with. Being able to love and care for my mother, and my family, my wife. I'm taking up too much time. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this moment. I thank you on behalf of Richard and Orsine, the entire Williams family. Thank you, Hope Ying Academy invites me back. Thank you.
So you can hear a lot of these weird ideas he's floating out about how he's, you know, it's God's will and through love he's going to slap people. I mean, this is like Kanye West crazy talk. These guys start mixing up their religion with their weird antics and they totally miss the mark. But for me, you got to go back to the beginning of all this, back to the beginning of Will Smith. Because Quincy Jones is the one that put Will Smith on. Will Smith was just the Fresh Prince, which was a big deal, right? I mean, that's still a big mark. But you're not in the big boy club until you become an actor, right? So Will Smith got his role in the Fresh Prince through Quincy Jones. And Will Smith had this sort of, again, to point to the idea of the will, which is the name of the book. He's talking about the true will, the universal will. Aleister Crowley came up with that idea. Or he espoused that idea and shared it with the world. Will Smith packed up all his stuff in Philly to go find Quincy Jones because he was convinced that Quincy Jones was an alchemist and he was going to fulfill this great prophecy of Will Smith becoming a great actor, which happened, right? And in his book, he talks about how Quincy Jones bought into all this magical thinking of the universe, and it implies that Will Smith inherited that as well. I'm going to read to you from the book. This was an idea that Quincy understood fully. Magic demands awareness. Faith, you have to believe in magic. Preparation. Move the rock. We must identify and eradicate the poisonous resistance and impediments within ourselves. Then, surrender. Stay out of the way and trust the magic to do what it does. Quincy helped people get their rocks out of the way of the blessed light that is always trying to shine in. The universe wants you to have that miracle. Move the damn rock. And Will Smith is on the, you know, I had a video back when I was on YouTube before they kicked me out. I had a video with various clips of different artists and celebrities talking about magic, and Will Smith was on one of them. I don't remember exactly the quote. If I can find it, I'll place it at the beginning of this show. So if you heard the clip at the beginning, that was Will Smith, I don't know, years ago. Now, think about also how they've rebooted The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now it's called Bel-Air, and I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's actually really good, but I hear it's like real grimy. It's like, it's not a jokey, funny sitcom like Fresh Prince was. And it's curious because Will Smith is an executive producer on that show as well as Quincy Jones. So they're teamed up still, right? And to take it back to the channeling energies idea, maybe Will Smith is surrounding himself with all this sort of dark gangster energy, and he, between playing the role of King Richard and executive producing this Bel-Air, I guess, gangster show, maybe he thinks he's a gangster now, and he can't shake that out. Maybe, right? But as far as the humiliation ritual, the comparisons are obviously just like Kanye West here. Because back in 2009 at the VMAs, you recall, Kanye West went up on stage when Taylor Swift won Best Video of the Year award, I believe. And he took the microphone right from Taylor Swift, who previous to this incident hadn't been that big of a star. I mean, she was a big to-do, right? But not like she is today. Or after 2009. But he had to take this fall to make her look like, you know, this innocent victim and humiliator. And he was supposed to be the, you know, the black goat to elevate the princess of purity here. And if she passed the humility test, she could get the goods, as would Kanye, which they both have. Kanye is currently, the richest rapper of all time, or right behind Dr. Dre, maybe? He's like a billionaire. Taylor Swift, she's not far behind either, right? So Will Smith, was he taking part of a humiliation ritual? I don't know. I'm very torn on this whole event right now. I'm waiting for more information, but I wanted to talk to you guys about it today. Now on Instagram, right before the slap, he said, and I quote, he had a picture of himself and it said, "Me and Jada Pinkett Smith got all dressed up to choose chaos." He said he was going to bring chaos. So was this premeditated? I mean, that could be the answer here. It could be a mixture of staged versus fake. Staged versus authentic. Maybe he knew this was going to happen. The joke, that is. And he was like, "I'm going to do this thing on stage and I'm going to slap Chris Rock." But maybe, you know, Chris Rock and the rest of the Oscars had no idea that was going to happen. That could be another answer. And there was a robotic voiceover on that video on Instagram. It says, "Good morning, everyone. God has let me live another day, and I'm about to make it everyone's problem." So bizarre. So is the humiliation ritual what happened here? I don't see how it could be exactly the same thing as the Kanye West Taylor Swift incident. Because Chris Rock nor Will Smith necessarily needs the fame or fortune or the bumps in the headlines, but who knows, right? In this scenario, it could be Chris Rock or Will Smith being humiliated, depending on how you view the thing. But another idea to float about this ritualistic element behind this, because, you know, these are massive events, right? I think last year was the lowest ratings for the Oscars, and it was still 10 million plus. I mean, this is nothing to sneeze at. These are mass ritual events. Lots of energy is focused towards this, and especially today, we're all talking about it, right? So the other ritualistic element is that, which a lot of conspiracy people are saying is like, oh, it's all staged just to get people talking about the Oscars and to get ratings back up, which, you know, very possible, right? Like I said, the LA Times, they wrote an article talking about how just a few days ago, it said, "On Sunday evening, millions will tune into the 94th Academy Awards. Some, the Film Academy hopes, watching the show for the first time or returning to the fold as domestic viewership for Hollywood's biggest night dwindled to a record low 10.5 million last year." So why not, right? Why not use this really great actor to put on this big performance, sort of Andy Kaufman-esque. And the only flaw with that logic to me is that Chris Rock is not that good of an actor. I mean, I don't know. He's one of the greatest comics of all time. I love him. I love his stand-up. But every film I've seen him in, I don't know that he's the greatest actor. He's definitely no Will Smith. Besides New Jack City. That was with Pookie in New Jack City. That was great. But I don't know that he could pull this off. But maybe, right? What do I know? Now, here's some more fodder to support the theories of the people that say, oh, this was staged. That wasn't real. It's just to get Oscars in the news headlines. Here's some more. I'll give you more fodder for that theory, even though I disagree with it, generally speaking. We didn't see a clear, consistent virtue signaling type of thing like we heard was going to happen. Like, for instance, they were saying before the Oscars about how they were going to hold trophies upside down to protest some of the award category changes. And some people were like, oh, Zelensky from Ukraine was going to be calling in. And that didn't happen. They held a moment of silence for Ukraine. But it's almost like, what if the plan was, okay, we're going to have Zelensky call in. That'll be the big to-do on this show to get everyone talking on Monday. But then maybe last minute they're like, look, we can't get Zelensky on. He's doing whatever. We got to have a backup plan. And the backup plan was the slap. That could be it, right? Could be it. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the occult illuminate confirm of Will Smith. He there's a lot of allegations, and I'm going to put big capital A, all caps, allegedly, what I read online. Allegedly, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are Scientologists. And if you read the Daily Beast article from a few years ago, about 10 years ago, they opened up a school that was alleged to be a Church of Scientology propaganda machine. I'm going to read you right from the Daily Beast so as not to conflate my discussions with this, because you know the Church of Scientology don't play around with this kind of stuff. So I'm going to read you from the Daily Beast. Quote, former teachers and administrators at the Smith's shuttered New Village Leadership Academy revealed to the Daily Beast that despite their public denials, it was a Scientology school. Leah Remini, you remember her, she was had that whole show on A&E calling out Scientology because she was a former Scientologist. Leah Remini had called out Jada. I know Jada's in. I know Jada's in. She had been in... Oh, no, that was my... Sorry, because I'm trying to be very careful with my words here. The quote from Daily Beast starts here. I know Jada's in. I know Jada's in. She's been in Scientology a long time. I never saw Will Smith there, but I saw Jada at the Celebrity Center. They opened up a Scientology school and have since closed it. But Jada, I had seen her at the Scientology Celebrity Center all the time. Then later in the article, all right, so hold on. Let's clear some rumors just to have it on record. Okay, this is Will Smith on the show that him that Jada Pinkett has called Red Table Talk, all right? Will Smith says, we've never been Scientologists, we've never been swingers. The Daily Beast continues, a little over a week ago, the couple confessed, in terribly awkward fashion, that the swingers portion of that statement was misleading at best. As for the Scientologist part, well, that doesn't appear to be entirely true either. The Smiths and the Church of Scientology did not respond to numerous requests for comment. According to Tony Ortega, the world's leading Scientology reporter and publisher of The Underground Bunker, while the Smiths aren't currently involved with the controversial religion, Pinkett Smith has definitely been misleading about her past involvement in Scientology. I talked to close friends of Will Smith who said he was a dabbler who dabbled in everything, and that Jada was the hardcore Scientologist. And nowhere was that influence more apparent than at the New Village Leadership Academy, the Smith's mysterious private school in Tony Calabasas, California, that opened its doors in 2008 before quietly closing in 2013. The Daily Beast spoke to four former teachers and administrators at the New Village Leadership Academy who insist that Scientology not only bled into every aspect of the school, but that it was essentially a Scientology school filled with mostly Scientologist teachers that taught students Scientology methods of learning. And why do we pick on Scientology? Well, because it was founded by L. Ron Hubbard. And L. Ron Hubbard is Illuminate confirmed himself. He was tied into Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons because he was infamously the Edward Kelly to the John Dee relationship between Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard doing magical workings in the desert trying to bring about the Antichrist. So, yeah, kind of sketchy, right? Now, to add more to this, if you go to the Wikipedia about this school, they reference a Fox News article, which has since been taken down, so I can't confirm it, right? But I'm going to read you from Wikipedia. It says, in 2004, Smith and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith gave $20,000 to the Scientology Homeschooling Organization, Hollywood Education and Literacy Program, which is licensed by the nonprofit corporation Applied Scholastics. The school's website lists study technology, a form of education developed by Church of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard, as one of its methodologies. The website utilizes Scientology terminology, including spiraling and gradient, in order to illustrate how students learn in the school's program. The school's motto, Spiral Up, has been compared to Scientology's term, dwindling spiral, when one commits overt acts unwillingly, Although spiral curriculum is also a term associated with Jerome Bruner, blah, 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 blah. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith responded to all these allegations back in 2018. And she said, and I quote, "I've studied Dianetics and appreciate the merits of study tech, but I am not a Scientologist. I practice human kindness, and I believe that we each have the right to determine what we are and what we are not. No one else can hold that power." Now, it's really weird, if you want to stick on this Scientology angle, meaning there's some weird occult connection here, some weird religious angle to all of this. When Will Smith won the award for Best Actor, guess who gave it to him? John Travolta. Yes, one of the big known members of the Church of Scientology. He was up there with Uma Thurman and Samuel L. Jackson. So very strange, right? Let's talk a little bit about the family. And then we're going to wrap it up in conclusion. And in conclusion, we're going to talk a little bit more about the aftermath of what happened. And some, a couple of ideas to float for you. The kids, the family, so illuminate, confirm. Let's keep it on Will for just 1 second, though. Will, he, in his book, he talks about how he did ayahuasca trips 14 times over the course of 2 years to communicate with a spirit that he calls Mother, which is really weird, right? Because he never did drugs. In his book, he says he never did weed or coke or nothing. I'm going to read you from his book. Page 393. "And at some point, just before sunrise, I noticed it. Silence. My inner roommates had stopped talking. It was euphoric. Mother let me bathe in the peace of my inner quietude for about 40 minutes. Then without words, she conveyed why I needed to stop talking. In essence, she told me I should be still and I should be quiet in order to better observe and understand the people and circumstances around me. She had watched me batter myself for so many years, trying to impose my will on the world." And he capitalized will, by the way. "Further, proving my point that he's talking about the Crowley true will. Her point was, if I stopped talking and thinking so much, I could see and sense the universal tides, and I could align my energies to them and achieve twice as much with half as much effort. I heard an echo of Gigi's words to me so many years before. You know, if you stop talking so much, maybe you could see some of those hits coming." So very strange. He's communicating with spirits, right? Doing these ayahuasca trips. No judgments. That's fine. I have no problem with any of that. But when we consider, like, the shows I'm doing on the Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, Dave Grohl was channeling spirits too. And my whole argument is maybe we should be a little more careful about this. Maybe there's some weird repercussions to this. Like all the mental illness issues Will Smith has, maybe this contributed to it. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it helped him. And if you recall, like, their kids are on some woke stuff too, right? Like Willow Smith, that whole song, Meet Me at Our Spot, it's about her struggles with mental health. And if you remember, she was thrown into the limelight as a child as well. She was 13 when she posed in a bed shirtless with Moises Arias, another actor from Hannah Montana, who was 20 at the time. That's right. And Jaden, the other kid, he's part of this whole like gender fluid thing, which is fine, whatever. I don't even care about that. He wears a dress, big deal. Don't care. After the slap, he tweeted out, "And that's how we do it." Insert my massive eye roll, as if Jaden's down for any of this hood shit. Okay, buddy, you got it. All these silver spoon drama nerds, you got it. Okay, so let's talk about some of the occult new age ideas that these two were into as well. I'm going to read you from an article I wrote, yours truly, about Kylie Jenner many, many, many years ago. This, of course, has been taken down. you heard my whole sob story about why I had to take down all my articles because I got sued because I speak the truth and they don't like that. Radar Online reported that Kylie was grouping up with Jaden and Willow Smith in an attempt to join an Organite society that attempted to balance Mother Gaia's energies through the placement of pyramids and crystals. Apparently, the Hannah Montana star Moises Arias turned them on to some guru named Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, a.k.a. Osho, and they were studying his books at one point. Now, you can hear in my writing, I didn't know who Osho was at the time. Since then, I do now know. This was like, man, how old is this article? 8 years old? Like any good guru-driven cult, he proceeded to load up with the Rolls Royces. He was the largest single owner of Rolls Royces, by the way. He campaigned for open group sex, meditation, free love, and all the typical New Age concepts, which are always meant to deceive. He proceeded to warn of the impending apocalypse and asked many to join his organ-based commune as the Noah's Ark of Consciousness. It all came crumbling down when allegations of his bioterror attack releasing salmonella upon politicians and citizens were confirmed, making him the first to commit an act of bioterrorism in the USA. All of these things are typical in guru New Age cults, where their true colors eventually shine through. They were pushing this spirituality through this Osho guy. But anyway, Osho is curious because he was on that documentary on Netflix, Wild Wild Country, which, while it was an interesting story, it was an incredibly boring watch, but still an interesting story about this cult leader guy. This New Age guru stuff. So you can see the whole family is open to this sort of ideas. These occult New Age ideas. So in conclusion, let's talk about some updates here. And of course, this story will change. And I'll update because you are surely subscribing to this podcast. I will talk about this more as developments happen. I'm going to read you from page 6. Page 6 has exclusively learned that Will Smith and Chris Rock are expected to work out their issues after the now infamous slap at an event after the award show. Both are expected to attend the annual Vanity Fair's Oscar bash, but it's unclear if they'll make amends before or during that soiree. But party sources tell us that moments after Smith smacked the crap out of, S-H-I-T, out of Rock, security, I don't swear because I know some of you don't like that, so. Security immediately started strategizing because Smith had 20-plus attendees in his party. Sources at the Academy Awards also told us after the slap seen around the world that everyone backstage thought it was a joke and not real. Which makes sense. Like I'm saying, when you watch the reactions, it seems like everyone was just confused by it. Now, another theory to float, maybe he's really just at a breaking point. I mean, can you blame him, right? Between pandemics, like Jazzy Jeff, he was like the first person to get COVID ever. Between pandemics and race situations in America, nuclear war, inflation, this public open relationship he's been dealing with, because you know a lot of people can't wrap their heads around that. He's got memes of him crying. I mean, it's possible he just snapped. I mean, he's had some serious mental health issues. He's gone as far as to say he's contemplated suicide. There's been countless memes about this guy. And all these, you know, internet badasses calling him a cuck. Which is curious, right? Because I'd argue, and hear me out for a second. I'd argue that it takes, if you wanted to really make an open relationship work, imagine the kind of man that would take, a man with confidence so together that he could allow his woman to go have sex with another man. Now, this is not cucking, because cucking would be if he just watched her go do it. He apparently is allowed to do his thing as well. That's an open relationship. That is not cuckolding, right? So these guys are talking about it have no idea what they're talking about. And if you're in an open relationship and it's working, you are, both of you are some kind of Jedi Master black belts of communication and self-worth. I mean, if you really want to see people that make that work, and that may or may not be the case for them. I have no idea. I'm not in their marriage. But yeah, the men, you know, men are obsessed with calling him a cuck, but they don't know anything about relationships or sexuality, I'd argue. And I'm not saying like I'm promoting open relationships or I can handle that myself. I mean, that looks very difficult. It's definitely not for everyone. It's definitely some next level wokeness there to be able to do that. But I'm just, and look, I'm not defending anyone here. I'm just saying when these badasses on the internet are yelling that he's a cuck, like that's not technically accurate. It's not what that is. So anyway, what I'm saying is that this guy's had a rough few years is all I'm saying. And maybe he really did snap. Now, and of course in his book that he released, was it a year ago maybe? You recall he was talking about how he was having sex with so many women that he created a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm that would make him vomit. So there's a lot of strange things going on behind the scenes. In fact, he talked about how he would have he dreamed about having a harem of 20 women. So it's not like just Jada Pinkett Smith out there having sex. Like, this dude's doing it too. Now, of course, the Hollywood MK Ultra abuse, right? That always comes up for this kind of thing. Their programming breaks down. And during his acceptance speech, you heard him say, "I know to do what we do. You got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. You got to smile and pretend like it's okay." He says right there, you got to take abuse. But now, to be fair, to zoom out and put on my normie sheeple hat, what little tiny, teeny, tiny bit of, what would you call it? Like showbiz I have. He's not wrong. Like, you got to take abuse. I always say, when you look at celebrities, you're looking at people that have been able to get past the point of worrying about what other people think of them. And that's a very rare and difficult thing to do. I know everyone says, "Oh, I don't care what people think about me," but they really do. You don't really know if you can handle it or not until you start publishing shows every week and doing live chats and reading the comments, reading the reviews. Because I'm here to tell you, it's very difficult, especially, like, I've had to do a lot of work on my mental health. It's very difficult. I know you think, "Oh, it's just a comment." But, I mean, this stuff hits deep. Like, I got a lot of admiration for these celebrities' abilities to just go about their daily lives. And because at some level, you gotta really take the abuse. People talk crazy about you, just like Will Smith says. In fact, I'm taking shots for my opinion that I think this was a real slap. People get mad. I don't know why they get mad at me. But whatever. Finally, we're going to wrap it up. Finally, Denzel Washington. Right after the slap, they cut to commercial, right? Not right after the slap. After the reward is presented, they cut to commercial. And then there's some leaked footage of Denzel pulling him aside, pulling Will Smith aside after the slap. And he tells him, "You got to be careful. The devil comes for you at your highest moment." So is that what this was? Did Will Smith, through all these new age occult practices, channeling mother through the ayahuasca rituals, his kids doing this Organite Osho cult nonsense, Scientology stuff, is all of this culminating in the devil coming after him? Because, you know, that's my argument with the whole Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, Foo Fighters, unexpected death. I don't think Dave Grohl wanted to kill his friend. I think that you dabble in dark arts and dark things can happen. I think that if you want to put on your Christian soldier hat, the Bible clearly tells you to avoid doing these things. messing around with spirits and conjuring up entities and doing rituals and incantations. It tells you not to do it because I think it opens up a door. And you don't necessarily know who's going to walk through that door. And I think Denzel Washington knows that. All right, there you go. That's my hot take. That's part one. Will it be a part two? I don't know. Maybe. This seems like a pretty big event. I do want to thank you for listening to my opinion. I know that a lot of people, this is not a very popular opinion. I know a lot of people listening are getting mad about it. And I'm here to tell you, don't do that. It's just an opinion. We got to learn to listen to each other's thoughts and opinions and accept them and be okay with it. And we're all going to be all right, you know? Feel like you're on edge, because I feel like a lot of people in the last couple of years have been pushed to their breaking point. And, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, there's so much going on. Maybe we got to take a step back, take a breath, relax, try to do some good mental exercises, whatever works. Prayer, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's yoga. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's Oregonite crystals with Osho in Oregon. I don't know. But yeah, we got to be careful. I think even Will Smith, you know, he's not above it. Maybe he just had a mental health breakdown there. Who knows? All right, thanks for subscribing to the show. I'll be back with more. Oh, and if you want to see the video versions of all these clips I was playing, because long story short, I couldn't do the video version of the podcast today. Go to my Instagram, @IsaacWeishaupt, link in the show notes. Like and subscribe. I got the full videos there. Till next time, stay woke.